It's day six of our honeymoon, and Sergio and I have been working to improve our relationship. In 2 days, it will be over, and hopefully, things will get better. Last night, after Sergio called his sister via video chat and introduced us, I felt confident that he hadn't been cheating. And what's even better was that Sergio said it was fine for me to continue with schooling. He made it clear that he would never stop me from pursuing anything I wanted. Honestly, it warmed my heart for him to say that. Despite not wanting this arranged marriage thing, I'm grateful for a husband like him. Today, I get to do pool aerobics and tennis before meeting with Sergio for lunch. Even though we have settled our differences, he still insists on having breakfast, lunch, and dinner together. Also, if I'm interested in something, he wants us to do it as a couple. It's cringy, but at least I get to have fun. I've just finished my pool aerobics and dried off in the washroom when I check my duffel bag and don't see my sneakers.
Damn it,
I whisper. No wonder my bag felt light. I check the time and push the washroom door. Maybe if I run upstairs and fetch my shoes, I could grab a sweat in the first round. After taking the forever and a day elevator, I head for my room. I enter, and it feels out of sorts. First, there are clothes on the bed, and second, it looks like it's Sergio's own.
Hello?
I call. I tiptoe towards the door and put my ear to it. The shower is on. I take another quick scan for another woman's underwear or clothing, grab my stainless steel flask, and return to the door. God, what am I doing? I can't take someone down with a goddamn flask. Okay, I'm probably overreacting. It can just be Sergio taking a shower. But why? I peer at the clothes on the bed. It's his. Well, it's what he wore to the gym. But why are the sheets all ruffled? I squint at the door. I shove the door open. God damn it!
Shit!
I run out, not even bothering to close back the door. I grab my sneakers and stuff them in the bag. Where are my fucking socks? Sergio emerges from the bathroom with a towel wrapped around his waist, and I still can't find my damn socks.
I'm sorry,
he says. Ah, there it is. I make it across the room and stuff the socks in my bag.
Bianca.
I don't face him.
I'm going to play tennis. I'm already late. I'll see you at lunch.
It's the fastest I bolt out of the room. I didn't even make it halfway down the hallway before I had to stop to take a breath. Recollecting myself, I throw the bag over my shoulder and head downstairs for tennis. I'm 2 minutes into my first game and I can't concentrate. All I can see is Sergio's dick. All I can see is him standing in the shower with all that fucking steam and smoking his cock like he's a fucking schoolboy. Crap. There goes my tennis ball flying over my head. Again.
Are you sure you're okay, Mrs. Bonaparte?
My partner asks.
You seem a little off.
I smile at him and nod.
Yeah, I'm good.
Lies. All lies. I can't get that vision of my husband out of my head. I can't stop seeing him with one hand braced against the tiles and the other one wrapped around his cock. When my partner serves a ball, I hit it into the net. Shit. But the thing is, why was the shower door open? Why didn't he close the door? Wait a minute, is this normal for him? Does Sergio do this whenever I'm not around? I fall to my knees when the tennis ball hits me on my shin.
Shit, sorry.
My partner rushes towards me.
I thought...
It's fine, I'm okay.
Jesus, this shit hurts like a motherfucker. My partner kneels beside me.
It's going to leave a mark.
A few seconds later, one of the staff helps me off the floor and guides me to the bench.
We'll have one of our medics look at it.
I really don't need a medic. I'm fine. I just need some time for the pain to go away.
The woman nods, but I know she is still waiting on the medic to see me. And I guess it would be terrible for business if something happened to me and they didn't address it. When the person comes, they spray my foot with a cooling thing, and it's like I had never gotten hit with the ball. I'm glad they called the medic because I'm feeling much better. As I stay on the sidelines watching the other games, my husband appears from nowhere and looks confused.
Are you okay? I heard you had an incident.
Sergio's eyes roam all over me until he sees the mark on my shin. He kneels, lifting and inspecting my right foot.
Jesus, what the hell happened?
It's nothing. I didn't see the ball coming, and... Wait, how did you know I had an accident?
One of the staff told me.
I roll my eyes.
Is everyone in your pocket?
Everyone who needs to be.
Shouldn't you be doing something?
Doing what?
Nothing.
I face away from him and peer at the team currently playing.
Can you walk?
Yes, I can. I told you it's nothing serious. I'm fine.
Good.
He glances at his watch.
Maybe we can have an early lunch.
Honestly, I don't want to be anywhere with this man right now. It's not safe. For me, that is. I'm still having images of him and his dick, and it's busting my concentration. I may be a virgin, but I damn well get arousals. Plus, it's been a while since I've used my vibrator.
Can we skip lunch? I'm really not feeling hungry.
I'm positive I'm going to regret this, but this decision is for my mental health.
We can have dinner at one of the restaurants. I might be down for that.
Sergio smiles.
All right, but that doesn't mean we won't be spending the rest of the evening together. What do you suggest we do?
There's no winning with this man.
Do you want us to chill by the beach?
It's almost 12. I don't think I want to be the sun's next victim. How about we chill by the bar until 2:30?
Yeah, anything you want.
What I want is to get away from him. We arrive at the beach and it's packed with so many people that it's hard to find a spot. We find one eventually, but it's not our usual spot.
Want to go for a walk?
I set my book down on my lap.
A walk. We've been sitting here for over an hour. Don't you want to stretch your legs?
Yeah, sure.
How's your leg?
Better.
Good.
Aside from the glaring circular mark on my shin, I'm quite fine. I have no idea what that guy sprayed on my leg, but it's working miracles. I need to buy a bottle. Sergio is holding all the bags and my hand at the same time. The same hand that was wrapped around his dick hours ago.
Is everything okay? You just squeezed my hand.
Oh, yeah.
I point ahead of me.
Oh, look, they're playing volleyball.
I guess we should go watch.
We watch the game for a good amount of time until one of the guys comes over and asks us if we want to play doubles. Sergio is skeptical given my condition, but seeing that I want to play, he gives in. At first, the game starts off cool, but when Sergio asks them if that's all they've got, they take it as an invitation for real competition. 2 hours later, my body is sore. I need some more of that spray thing. I need to bathe in it.
That game was awesome.
He says as we trudge back to the hotel.
It was. I had a lot of fun.
3 out of 2 isn't bad. I didn't know you play like that.
I didn't know you played like that.
He smiles. A breath escapes me when Sergio lifts me, throwing me over his shoulder.
Hey!
I'm just giving you a helping hand. Besides, we should have reached the hotel a long time ago. You're slowing me down.
I smack him on his back.
Put me down.
Is this man Clark Kent or something? How can he hold me over his shoulder and carry our bags at the same time?
Still got energy to dine?
He asks.
Yeah.
That and the fact that I don't want to sit all night alone with this man after seeing him in his glory. It might be easier to dine among people, so I won't have to think about it. We get dressed and head down to one of the best restaurants in the hotel. And I must say that it's a breath of fresh air. The last time Sergio and I had been down to dine was the first 2 days of our honeymoon. It hadn't been great, but it was okay. But now that Sergio and I are much better with communication, and I'm finally getting to know him, it's better. I enjoy his company. By the time we are finished, I've had 3.5 glasses of wine. I just couldn't finish the rest. I literally dropped my dessert spoon twice. I've never drunk that much wine in a public setting, but I'm fine.
Do you want to go for a walk?
Sergio asks, returning to the table. I shake my head.
Nah, I'm a little winded from today.
And from the wine,
he adds. I smile up at him.
All right, let's head upstairs.
Truthfully, I dread the rest of the night. I'm not afraid of my husband, but after seeing him today in the bathroom, I can't get his images out of my mind. And who was he thinking about? Was it the blonde chick or the thong chick? It could possibly be one of his many women from back home. God, why did I drink all that wine? Sergio allows me to use the bathroom and change into my pajamas first. Tonight, I'm wearing another one of my mother's picks. It's a blue lace getup with my stomach exposed. The bra is attached to the bottom with garters and clips, and my underwear is crotchless. My mother has her tastes, albeit good tastes, but I'm beginning to think she's really trying to pimp me out. The lingerie is modest at a glance, but it has so many openings that I think it's for a threesome. There's even a flap for my nipples. What the fuck? Sergio emerges wearing nothing but boxers and floats across the room to the door. He checks the safety latch and turns off the lights. The desk lamp and bed lamps are on, so the room is still lit to some extent. He moves to the foot of the bed.
Are we finally going to talk about today?
I peer up at him, knowing exactly what he's talking about.
Didn't we discuss today over dinner?
He huffs.
Come on, B, you know what I'm talking about.
I pull the sheets closer.
Turn off the lights, I'm tired.
Sergio tugs on my foot.
Bianca.
What?
Can we talk about this like adults? I don't like us going to bed like this.
What is there to talk about? I saw you masturbating, I left you to it, and that's it. I don't care what you do with your own body.
Okay.
I've had a lot to drink tonight, and I want to sleep it off.
I pull the sheets over my head and turn on my side. A few minutes later, the room is still dimly lit, and Sergio has not entered the bed. I turn over. Sergio is on the couch typing on his laptop. He looks up at me for a quick second and resumes typing.
I thought you were tired.
Yes, but the lights are bothering me.
Are you sure it's the lights?
He drawls.
What else could it be besides that and those typing sounds you're making?
Ask the questions, B. We both know we don't have all night. You have been unhinged since this morning.
Excuse me? Unhinged?
I sit upright.
I told you if you have questions, ask them. You keep things bottled up and let them eat away your brains. You don't think I know why you slipped up at tennis today? It's because of me.
I laugh.
Don't get ahead of yourself. But since you think this is all about you, did you get your happy ending?
His eyes meet mine.
No, next question.
Why?
Because the mood disappeared.
Because of me? Because I walked in and ruined your vision of the perfect fuck buddy?
Not necessarily.
Oh, wow.
I feel wounded.
It's not what you think.
Then enlighten me.
Sergio shuts his laptop.
Had I known you would have seen me like that today, I would have never done it.
I scoff. So I'm the reason why he hides to masturbate and why he didn't get his happy ending?
It's distasteful, yes, but it has become necessary over the past few days.
Wow.
I have a high libido, Bianca, and if I'm not getting to fuck like I usually do, I have to relieve myself.
So, you're a creep?
I knew something was wrong with him. He could have never been perfect. Sergio lifts his hand.
Let me finish.
Please do.
Aside from my high libido, you're not making this easy on me. You wear those lacy things and strut about as if you're just wearing an oversized t-shirt. It's tempting as fuck.
I fold my arms.
It's all I have.
He huffs.
Right. And as for the person I'd been thinking about in the shower, I think you already know the answer.
Actually, I don't. No, wait. Was it the girl from the bar? The one with the thong? She would be perfect for...
Oh, for fuck's sake, Bianca. It was you.
My eyes widen. Me? He'd been masturbating over me? My eyes narrow at him.
Liar.
I'm telling the truth.
Ever since we stepped foot in this hotel, you haven't even made a pass at me. You've never initiated anything. So excuse me if I find it hard to believe that piece of information.
I haven't touched you because of you. Our first night here, you ran from me because I attempted to touch you to see if you were okay. You specifically told me not to touch you, so why the fuck would I not respect your boundaries, Bianca?
I blink at him. So all this time it had been my fault? I mean, I didn't want him to touch me initially, but damn. Surely he must have seen that my feelings towards him over the last few days had changed.
I'm not going to make the first move unless you make it very clear that you want me.
Now we are sitting in silence, peering at each other. Sergio opens his laptop and begins typing. Sometimes I can't stand this man and his cryptic behaviors. According to him, everything is on me. I have to make the move. I have to say that I want this. But how do I go about redeeming myself without sounding foolish?
Just say it, B.
I bite the corner of my lip.
I can see the gears turning in your head. It's not a difficult thing to do. Just say it.
I peer at him and sigh. He pushes the laptop aside and exhales a deep breath.
Come.
I hesitate, but eventually I climb off the bed and make my way over, stopping in front of him.
I'm sorry,
he says.
I should be the one who's sorry.
I don't want us to fight. I really enjoyed our time today and those past days. And I get it that everything is not the way you want it. Your life has changed in the blink of an eye, and it has changed for me too. But I have never regretted a minute since I married you, B.
Suddenly, my eyes feel heavy, and all I can think about is how closed off I've been to this man, how I've come to blame him for everything happening around us. Sergio has truly been good to me, and I've done nothing but badger him about everything. I take his hand and place it on my thigh. He inhales, peering up at me.
There's something you must know,
I say softly.
What?
I've never, you know, had sex.
That's okay. I'll be gentle.
But that's the thing. I don't want him to be gentle with me. I want him to handle me the way I saw him handling his cock in the shower. Rough, hot, and fucking erotic. Sergio eases to the edge of the couch and leans forward, setting his face flat against my lower pelvic area. He inhales deeply, wrapping his arms around my thighs and my butt. He squeezes me in, and having him hold me like that feels so good. I run my fingers through his sexy black hair, feeling the warmth of this embrace. When Sergio holds me, I feel safe. I feel protected. I miss the connection when he leans away, but he makes up for it when he slowly drags his hands up my thighs, stopping on my laced panties.
You smell so good.
I remain silent, basking in the caress of his touches. Sergio moves to the end of the love seat and pats the armrest.
Lift your foot.
I eye him confused, but I still do as he says. I lift my leg, pressing my foot flat against the armrest. Now I'm standing over his legs with one leg propped up and the other planted on the floor. Sergio drags a finger down my stomach, and he doesn't stop until he reaches the opening of my crotchless panty. He inhales deeply as his finger passes over the slit. He does it again and again, tormenting me with stimulation. He leans forward, this time dragging his palm beneath me, feeling the small opening of my pussy. I inhale when a finger enters me. Sergio pulls out and his fingers are wet. I can't even believe that all of that is mine. I'm taking deep breaths to control these fiery feelings because right now I want him to ravish me. I want this man to pull me down onto his erect penis and fill me up with his wicked cum. This might not be the real me talking, but it's what I'm feeling right now. I have never done this, but being here with this man and having him grope my pussy is shredding me bit by bit. Sergio lifts his hand and drags his fingers across his tongue. He sucks all his fingers, takes a swipe at me again, and moans. And my God, he looks like a fucking porn star. My husband has this crazed look in his eyes. It's like he's just tasted honey for the first time and wants more. A breath leaves me when Sergio grabs onto my waist, lowers himself on the couch, and plants his mouth on the opening of my pussy. My legs shake the instant I feel his tongue inside me. Sergio grips my thighs, pulling me closer. It's hard not to want to press him further into my pussy. He is eating me, consuming me, sucking on my quim, and I fucking love it. I press my hips down on him and move in circles. It feels good. It feels better this way. Grappling for the back of his head, I steady it against my pussy and release my orgasm in his mouth. My legs buckle beneath me. I can't even catch my breath, and my husband is ready to prime me again. Sergio peels me off of him and sets me on my feet. He unfastens my clasps and yanks my panties down. He stands. I let out a short breath when his hard-on presses into my skin. Jesus. Am I really ready for this? For him? He pinches my nipples.
These got to go.
I nod. I will do anything at this point to make him happy. I want this. I want him. The moment he loosens my bra and it falls away, Sergio covers my breast with his mouth. He can be rough and needy, but he's also careful with me. Everything he does is like a sensation shooting through my body, like tickles through my veins. I yelp when Sergio lifts me, and it's like nothing for him to carry me like the bride I'm supposed to be. He sets me down gently on the bed, gliding his fingers down my naked body. He stares for some time and then asks,
"Do you want this?"
I nod again.
"Everything."
"I'll be careful with you so you won't have to worry."
"Okay,"
I say softly. He climbs off the bed and sheds his boxers. I inhale deeply, tensing my pussy. He is big, stunning. He is what you call a man, a fucking lion. And he is mine. All mine. He slides onto the bed and kisses my cheek. It's warm and tender, just like him. But I want more. I want his lips on mine. I want to taste all of him. He may be thinking that I'm not okay with it, but I am, and I'll show him. I crash my lips onto his. Sergio hesitates with shock and then softens, drinking me in. If this is what he tastes like, I know there's no going back. He is wet. He is sweet. He is fucking delicious. I clutch onto the back of his neck and devour him with my tongue. Sergio fights back, our mouths moving and competing with each other. We kiss, we tumble, and now I'm on top. I break the kiss, straddling him. If this is what his manhood feels like now, I can't begin to imagine him inside of me. Good God. I smile, peering down at him. I love seeing him like this, breathy and needy for me. It gives me pleasure to know that I can do this to him, that I can do this to one of the most handsome men I've ever met. My position is short-lived when Sergio flips me onto my back, pushes my legs up, and spreads me wide. I get to enjoy a clear view of him nose-deep in my pussy. I gasp, good God. My hips thrust upwards as he tickles my clit with his mouth. The fast flickers of his wet tongue drives me up the sheet until my head hits the headboard. Fuck. Sergio raises his head and slowly crawls over my body. This is it. This is really it. I take a few deep breaths, and he assures me everything will be okay. He slides one hand behind my back and slightly lifts my hips. Then he kisses my breasts. The slight pressure change at my entrance tells me he's about to enter. I tense up.
Relax.
I try to relax, but I know he's big.
Are you sure it's going to fit?
Sergio smiles.
Positive.
There's a pressure difference again, and this time he kisses my neck.
Relax.
He whispers. As he enters me slowly, I hold on to him, squeezing my fingers into his back, into his skin. Something pinches me, but it's short and quick. Everything feels foreign down there, including him filling me up. Sergio begins moving inside me, all the while caressing me with his soft kisses. He makes this so easy. He makes this feel safe. His arms are now wrapped around me, and honestly, I don't want to let go. I want to stay in his arms like this forever. He moves like butter, smooth but leaves ripples behind. There's a dull ache down there, but I focus on him. I focus on how good he is to me and how sexy it feels to have him hold me. Our breaths are choppy, and I can feel the change in his rhythms. He's still gentle, but he's moving faster, claiming me. I'm glad to relieve him of his tension. I'm glad to be the only one for him. I kiss him. I bury my tongue in his mouth and hold him tighter. Sergio lets out a grunt and quickly pulls out. He grabs hold of his penis and strokes it fast, coming in his palm. He climbs off the bed and disappears into the bathroom. When he returns, I can't help but stare. This man is beautiful. And he is all mine. He yanks my legs to the edge of the bed and uses the tissues he brought with him to clean me off.
There's a bit of blood,
he says.
But that's normal.
I nod, peering at him. Even at this moment, he is tender and kind. He eyes me with confusion.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Why are you staring at me?
Why can't I?
He shrugs. He throws the tissues in the bin and returns to bed, kissing me on my shoulder. Feeling his naked, warm body next to me is like an arousal all over again. I don't want this night to end. I want to stay like this with him forever. I turn over, facing him.
Why did you do that?
Do what?
Ejaculate in your hands.
I didn't want you to get pregnant, you know, with college and all.
I smile at his thoughtfulness.
I wasn't sure, so...
If the past week and what we had just done wasn't a sign that this man was right for me, then this action alone summed it all up. Sergio is exactly what I need. A caring, loving husband.
I'm not on birth control, so that was very thoughtful of you. Thanks.
He smiles.
But I'll see if I can get it sorted out so you won't have to do that.
Whatever you think is right for you.
But if you're wondering, I do want kids.
Whenever you're ready.
Hearing him say that is like music to my ears. He understands. This man, my husband, understands. And it's more than a reason I should open my heart fully to him.
Thank you.
I lean in and kiss him. Big mistake, because a few seconds into our endless kisses, my insatiable husband is hovering over me, ready for round two.
Hey Raiders, you have met the end of Arranged Marriage, Part 4. This is the final part of this episode, and I hope you liked it. Stay tuned for a new episode. See ya. Bye.